Are you getting any cross chatter? One of the deputies asked him suddenly.
What?
He said uncertainly. Between hemispheres. If there's damage to the left hemisphere, where the linguistic skills are normally located, then sometimes the right hemisphere will fill in to the best of its ability.
I don't know, he said. Not that I'm aware of.
Thoughts not your own, as if another person or mind were thinking, but different from the way you would think. Even foreign words that you don't know, but that it's learned from peripheral perception sometime during your lifetime.
No, nothing like that. I'd notice that.
I probably would. From people with left hemisphere damage who've reported it, evidently it's a pretty shattering experience.
Well, I guess I'd notice that.
It used to be believed that the right hemisphere had no linguistic faculties at all, but that was before so many people had screwed up their left hemispheres with drugs and gave it, the right, a chance to come on, to fill the vacuum.
I'll certainly keep my eyes open for that, Fred said, and heard the mere mechanical quality of his voice, like that of a dutiful child in school, agreeing to obey whatever dull order was imposed on him by those in authority, those taller than he was, and in a position to impose their strength and will on him, whether it was reasonable or not. Just agree, he thought, and do what you're told.
What do you see in this second picture?
A sheep, Fred said.
Show me the sheep.
The seated deputy leaned forward and rotated the picture.
An impairment and set background discrimination gets you into a heap of trouble. Instead of perceiving no forms, you perceive faulty forms.
Like dog shit, Fred thought. Dog shit certainly would be considered a faulty form by any standard.
The data indicate that the mute, minor hemisphere is specialized for gestalt perception, being primarily a synthesist in dealing with information input. The speaking, major hemisphere, in contrast, seems to operate in a more logical, analytic, computer-like fashion, and the findings suggest that a possible reason for cerebral lateralization in man is basic incompatibility of language functions on the one hand and synthetic perceptual functions on the other.
Felt ill and depressed, almost as much as he had during his Lions Club speech.
There's no sheep there, is there? He said.
But was I close?
This is not a Rorschach test, the seated deputy said, where a muddled blot can be interpreted many ways by many subjects. In this, one specific object as such has been delineated, and one only. In this case, it's a dog.
A what? Fred said.
A dog.
Well, how can you tell it's a dog? He saw no dog. Show me.
The deputy... This conclusion finds its experimental proof in the split-brain animal, whose two hemispheres can be trained to perceive, consider, and act independently. In the human, where propositional thought is typically lateralized in one hemisphere, the other hemisphere evidently specializes in a different mode of thought, which may be called appositional. The rules or methods by which propositional thought is elaborated on this side of the brain, the side which speaks, reads, and writes, have been subjected to analyses of syntax, semantics, mathematical logic, etc., for many years. The rules by which appositional thought is elaborated on the other side of the brain will need study for many years to come.